Veterans Day, only a few short days away. If you have, know, or love a veteran, make them some gumbo this weekend. That's what I would want.
That's what I'm
make them some gumbo this weekend just as a thank you.
Yeah.
We've been joined by Tim Freeland of Arizona Trellis. We've had a couple people call asking, can I just come down to Quality Block and pick this up? Do I send you measurements? Do you come out? If they've got a project or an application that involves a trellis, what would be the next steps?
The best thing to do is go to the website, arizonatrellis.com. There's a ton of information on there, a ton of pictures. There's a contact button if you need to get a hold of me. The emails come directly to me. The number on there is my personal, you know, cell phone. It's a family-owned business. My phone's always on. I do the best, even on weekends, to answer questions when people call. But that's the best way. You know, there's several things we can do. We're not really set up for a retail location at Quality Block. We do. People can come down and see what we have, but website is the first step to go.
And in addition to trellises, y'all also manufacture gates for RV gates or just a backyard access gate?
Yes. Yeah, we do a lot of gates. We also do a lot of view fencing. If you have a property that has a view, a mountain or golf course, something like that, we also do a lot of iron work like that also.
Something to keep the critters out, but keeps your view a lot more aesthetic than the other part of your business, the 8816 blocks.
Yeah, yes, the block wall. We kind of get you, either way, we can cover you. So we can take care of you both sides.
And top three vines that would for durability and low water use in Arizona?
Well, you know, bougainvillea is pretty darn tough. Doesn't need a lot of water. Darn durable. Loves the heat. Freezes back in the winter. Comes right back. You know, there's probably more bougainvilleas planted, you know, than almost anything else. Catclaw, you know, it has its pluses and minuses. But again, it is what it is. Fast, tough, cold hardy, heat tolerant. And kind of the new one on the scene the last few years is one called Tangerine Beauty Crossvine. It's related to catclaw. It has a big orange tangerine colored flower, as the name would imply. And self-attaching. So even if you put a trellis up, it will grab onto it by itself. And it blooms a fair amount of the year, where a catclaw only blooms for a month or two. Of course, bougainvillea blooms all the time as well. So kind of depends on what you're trying to do with a vine and how much room you have. But those would be the, just off the top of my head, the top three.
Now, I've been threatening to really test Mel Bartholomew's contention that you can grow cantaloupe and watermelons on a vertical trellis.
Well, I've seen it done, and we grew some great big Italian zucchini this summer on a trellis, and they're bigger than what I mean. They are 3 feet long, in about what, 4 inches in diameter.
Holy cow!
And they support themselves. So, yeah, you'd be surprised how strong those vines are. And how much they'll hold up. Now, if I was going to grow a watermelon, I don't think I'd grow a great big Klondike striped watermelon. I'd probably grow the smaller, rounder ones, and cantaloupe would be fine. But big squash and cucumbers will certainly hang on.
What a great space saver for your garden.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, if you've got a kind of a wall you want to try and shade or cover at the same time, it
and because they are the summer crops, you get your shade, and then
that's
as
right.
You had mentioned, in the wintertime, a lot of times you want that sun to come through.
Right.
They burn off. It seems like ours usually burn off around mid-October. We finally yank them out.
Yeah, by the end of the summer, you know, they're starting to look a little rough anyway, and then, yeah.
We'll keep the vine in because we'll just pick the watermelon as we eat them, and it seems like we can limp them along till the end of September
there
or October.
Go. Yeah.
So a couple options for you. And the nursery today at Harper's?
Well, what's going on today is we're getting in new stuff all the time. Speaking of edibles, we got, you know, a bunch of new leafy vegetables in, all organic grown from Velarde Gardens. We got, of course, geraniums and good, all kinds of, hello.
You got some music? You got music in the garden?
And we can have music if you want. We always actually play music. And if you wear anything Sun Devil colored, we'll give you 10% off today.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Support the local team.
Absolutely.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we go into the open hour here at the next hour number two of Rosie on the House, after top of the hour news, and then hour number three, we're talking additional storage space, but not inside, outside.
Well, and you've got a guest next hour on Water Use It Wisely, right?
I saw Dawn out there. I'm like, what do you don't you don't build sheds?
She does today.
Okay.
A water saving shed.
That's right. Hey, never mind.
Well, and we also have some tips coming up in the next hour about, you know, it's in the news a lot how often people are getting their identity or their credit card information stolen. We're bringing in Ken Colburn of Data Doctors. Jennifer has been a victim of identity theft. And I want to tell y'all, it's years and years of getting it repaired. So we're going to bring Ken in with it being top of the news here lately with a lot of the retail stores getting hit. And how do you protect yourself? And going into the holiday
season. The busiest consumer spending season. It's, I think the moral of what everyone will learn, which isn't always realistic, and it has its own risks, but C-A-S-H.
Cash is back. we thought cash was going the way of the dinosaur, you know. I'm a big believer in cash.
But you got to do it right. You can't have like a wad of 1,000. You got to like 10 different pockets of 100. That way you don't get rolled in the parking lot from somebody that sees you got this big wad of cash in your pocket.
We got a lot to cover, y'all. Don't go anywhere. We're going to make a great start to your Arizona weekend right here at Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.